You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Should your local government be able to fly a drone above your property to photograph it? Well, not without a search warrant. That's what the Michigan Court of Appeals ruled recently in a case between Long Lake Township and two of its residents. The court's 2-1 decision ruled that persons have a reasonable expectation to privacy in their property against drone surveillance. That reversed a circuit court's ruling that said photos obtained from a drone without a search warrant could be used as evidence against the couple. Here to unpack everything that's going on is journalist Eric Van Dusen. He's been closely following this case. Eric, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Eric, set the stage for us, if you will. This case involves Todd and Heather Maxson and their township, Long Lake Township, and it centers around a bunch of alleged junk that they have stored in their yard. Tell me more.
Well, Long Lake Township and the defendants in this case, the Maxsons, agreed back in 2008 that the Maxsons would not increase the amount of junk cars and other junk material on their property. And in 2018, the township filed suit alleging that the Maxsons did not follow that agreement and were in violation of their ordinance, because they alleged that they had increased the amount of junk cars and other junk material being kept on their property.
And part of the evidence that they're claiming that with comes from drone footage. And yet, Circuit Court Judge Thomas Power was okay with those photos being used. How did he look at the issue?
Judge Power ruled that the defendants did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in the area above their property in the air. And he relied on a United States Supreme Court case pertaining to a helicopter that had been flown above a property and taken some video and some photographs previously in a case from 1989. That was his opinion, that it did not violate their reasonable expectation of privacy based on that previous U.S. Supreme Court precedent.
And yet the Maxsons appealed the case to the Michigan Court of Appeals, and it was reversed. The appellate court reversed that decision. Why did they rule that it was unreasonable for a drone to take photos of their property?
So the court found that the area immediately surrounded and associated with the home is known as the curtilage, and that is part of the home itself for Fourth Amendment purposes. So in general, a search and seizure within a home or its curtilage without a warrant is per se an unreasonable search under the Fourth Amendment. And that's what the court found. They also concluded that, quote, persons have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their property against drone surveillance. They also, clearly observed that the plaintiff's warrantless surveillance in this case was totally unnecessary, and that the plaintiff's Long Lake Township could have very easily went to a court and obtained a search warrant to obtain the evidence that they believed they needed to prove their case.
Eric, I want to play a clip from the Long Lake Township's attorney, Todd Millar. Let's take a listen to one of his arguments.
If Mr. Maxson has no reasonable expectation of privacy from his neighbors, and the materials are being scattered around his property so that they can see it, how can it be argued that he has a reasonable expectation of privacy from above?
Eric, why should the Maxsons expect any sort of privacy from above in this case?
Well, their lawyer says they shouldn't have to hide items on their property to be afforded the protections of the Fourth Amendment. Here's their attorney, William Burdett.
Hiding what you're doing is not a standard to determine what a curtilage is or whether you have a reasonable expectation of privacy. American citizens shouldn't have to say we have to hide what we're doing to make a argument that we have a reasonable expectation of privacy in our backyard from a cop, from the police flying a drone over a property.
And it's important to note there's a distinction between, say, a private citizen just flying a drone and, taking picture of potential evidence and then submitting that to authorities versus someone hired by a local municipality to expressly take photos of a property for a certain case.
Yes, in this case, the parties conceded that the drone surveillance company that was utilized by the township was acting as a government agent. And that's the difference between a private individual doing that on their own and someone that was requested to do so on behalf of the government. And I think this ruling really puts the police and all governmental entities in Michigan on notice that drone surveillance cannot occur over private property without a search warrant.
Eric, where do you think this case goes from here? Do you think the township will appeal this decision?
It depends on their financial incentive to do so and whether or not they believe they have enough evidence to move forward with their case in the Grand Traverse County Circuit Court without the drone photographs. The Court of Appeals did not suppress all of the evidence. So if the township is able to pursue their case without the evidence that was suppressed, these photographs, then they may not believe it's financially advantageous for them to file an appeal with Michigan's Supreme Court. This is really a precedent-setting case. It's a published opinion from the Michigan Court of Appeals, which means it has implications in both civil and criminal cases. So because the Court of Appeals published this opinion, it has precedent that must be followed by all lower courts in Michigan.
Eric Van Dusen is a journalist who's been following this case. Eric, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.